and grateful to God that we have a Savior who is on record that he can fix it. When we were under the curse of sin, he looked down upon us while we were yet in sin and fixed it. And we're just so thankful that we can sing tonight the testimony of the God that we serve. I'm so thankful to be with you tonight. Was with Marcellus Avenue this morning, and to be here on tonight, I know that you all heard a powerful message, because I know we have a powerful preacher. Amen. And so I don't know what he preached, but I just know that he preached. And that's all I need to know. We certainly appreciate your prayers as we traveled, and God blessed us to go up the mountain and come on down. And I'm so glad that he said, "Lo, I'll be with you always." Because we were up there. But it's just so good to see the beauty of God's creation. Tonight, I would hope that I could say something to encourage us. And it might be something you may have heard before, but if it wasn't worth, somebody said, preaching the first time, then it may not have been worth preaching again. So I want to look at Mark chapter 9 and verse 22 through 23. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, "Of a child. And oft times it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." Tonight, let us consider the master of possibilities. When you look at our world, actually, this story presents a microcosm of our world. There is a child who is under the influence of the devil. There is a parent who is working to free his child from the influence of the devil. There's the presence of the disciples of Christ. And then there are those who don't even care about this child at all. And when you look at our world, I can go on record and say it's difficult raising children. In 2019, 18, 17, 16. It is difficult. The media influences our children. The shows that used to show respect for parents are no longer on your television. Now the children run the parents. Pornography is at an all-time high, and our young men, young ladies are exposed to graphic and violent content. The music that used to give us a hint of what might be happening gives us full view of what is going on. Peer influence, the lack of spiritual influence, and you see the difficulty of our world. And I just want to look at this particular story because even with the difficulty in our world, Jesus is the master of possibilities. The presence of Jesus' followers when they first come on this scene indicate how powerless they were. The presence of this parent who is hopeless as he looks at his child under the influence of the devil. If I could, I could say that this is probably the first biblical youth conference as they gather around to discuss this young man who is under the influence of the devil. And I want to examine the attitudes of those who are here. And I see at least four attitudes, those who don't care about the possibilities, those who don't believe the possibilities, those who doubt the possibilities, and then those who believe the possibilities. When you look at the text in verse number 14 of Mark chapter 9, he says, "And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. Straightway all the people, when they beheld him, they were greatly amazed, running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and he gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." I want you to notice now, the scribes were unconcerned about this demon-possessed boy. They were more concerned about what the disciples were doing than the affliction that this boy had. And when you consider the role of the scribes, they were known to be superior in their knowledge of the law. They trained for some 26 years between the ages of 14 to 40 to understand and to be called lawyers. And they were very proud of their abilities. They became bigger than the law itself. And they enjoyed their prominence among the people. And they seemed to be more concerned about their position than the problem that this man had in his family. So they wanted to know, what are your disciples doing? They
were not concerned about the condition of the young man. And I believe that sometimes we have to come out of ourselves and be more concerned about the afflictions of others than our position and our prominence and our length of service and our accomplishments and preserving status quo, that sometimes we miss the afflictions that might be upon our young people that is being influenced by the devil and the evil in our world. Those who don't care about the possibilities, they don't care about you. They don't care about your goals and your dreams. They are just after what they want. And so we have to be careful that we don't fall into having the attitude of not caring when we see those who may be afflicted. See, sometimes we can be there, but we're not there. You know, whenever I'm watching those Warriors play, I'm there, but I'm not there. And it's not a good time for Chanel to be asking me questions about what happened during the day, because I'm there, but I'm just not there. And I'm one at the moment who really does not care about what is going on. And I know that sometimes we get so involved in ourselves that we can block out what may be happening even in our very own homes. So the next attitude I see is those who don't believe the possibilities. It's interesting to note that the man brought his son to Jesus. But when he didn't see Jesus, he saw those who followed Jesus. And he says, I brought my son unto him. And I spake to your disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. What a sad commentary that the followers of Jesus, the learners of Christ, were powerless, not because they did not see what Jesus could do, not because they did not know what Jesus could do. It was because of their lack of faith. The disciples had been given power to cast out devils. When you go back to Mark chapter 3 and verse number 14, when Jesus sent out his apostles, he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach. And watch here, verse number 15, and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out devils. In Mark chapter 3, they have the power. But in Mark chapter 9, where did the power go? They had been with Jesus at least 2 years, and somewhere they lost this power. They were ineffective. The Father was correct that they should have been able to cast him out, but they could not. And when Jesus saw their ineffectiveness, watch what he says about them in Mark chapter 9. He answering him and said, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. To be faithless is the word that means without faith. In other words, they were not doubting. They were without faith. They were uncertain. They were of unbelief. They lacked confidence. The scribes, the disciples, the father, the crowd were all a part of a faithless generation. And Jesus reveals in Mark chapter 9, they ask him, why couldn't they cast him out? Jesus said in Mark 9 and verse number 29, and I know some of y'all's versions may not have this, but it's in mine, so I'm going to read it. And he said unto them, this kind cannot come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. In other words, he reveals the reason that you were ineffective. You need to have prayer and fasting, which prayer says, I'm dependent on God. Fasting is the discipline of going without food, not television, not chocolate, not your smartphone, going without food to say that God, you are my very sustenance. And when you and I fast and pray, if we would, we could have some power in our lives over those things which would try to tear us down. See, we can become ineffective when we exhibit a lack of faith. There are works that we should be doing as followers of Christ that perhaps we're not doing. And the reason we're not doing them is because we might just lack the faith. When we understand that faith is the key, faith is the key, then we can be greater disciples for Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. There is nothing within me that says that I can do it all. I have to be connected to Jesus Christ. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3 and verse number 5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. And until we recognize that it's not because of my abilities, but it's because I'm leaning and depending upon Jesus, we will always be ineffective, because we need to understand that faith is what is required. And then there is those who doubt the possibilities. Now, I looked at this and I said, disbelievers know what can be done. But for lack of faith, they don't perform what can be done. See, the disciples knew Jesus could walk on the water, give sight to the blind, make the lame walk. But because they had a previous history with Christ. But those that doubt want to believe, but their faith is overwhelmed by the problems and question. So when I consider this father, I see him as one who doubted the possibilities. He has a mixed faith. He demonstrated faith in the fact that he brought his son to Jesus. But then when he saw that his disciples could not help, I know that his faith was shaken. He doubted because when he saw the duration of his son's illness, He says, I brought my son to you. And then he said in verse number 21, and he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? He said, of a child. And oft times it cast him into the fire, into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. He's doubting because ever since he's been a child, he's seen this devil complex leading his child to destruction. Doubt is expressed because all of the time his child should be doing those things which a normal child should do. He is struggling with the devil. He should be in the synagogue. He should be attending synagogue Bible classes. But because he has a demon, he's not able to sit in the services, foaming at the mouth, looking crazy and all messed up. And so the father is one who is doubting. And he's doubting because he sees the power of the influence of this spirit. It's taking him places that he doesn't want to go and having him to do things that he ought not to do, dragging him into the waters to destroy him. But I like his faith again when he says, but if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now, I see the boy, the father came and said, help my son. But then he's now saying, if you can have anything, if you can have compassion on us and help us. I thought that was interesting because first he was bringing the boy, but now he's saying, can't you help us? You don't have a devil problem and it not be an us problem. Anytime the devil is impacting one person in your home, he's impacting everyone in your home. He's impacting mama and brother and sister because whenever the devil comes, he doesn't just come to destroy one. He's happy if he can destroy all in the home. So we must overcome our doubts by Christ's power. The man knew to bring his son to Christ, but he didn't know all that Christ could do. Many times we come to Christ and we see people who look no better when they've been with Christ. So many times it's our faith that if we just keep on coming, and if we just lend and ask him to help us, then it'll move us into this last category, which is those who believe the possibilities. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. We need to get that in our minds, that all things are possible to him that believeth. In other words, Jesus is saying to the Father, if you can, I know I can. There is strength in faith. Anything is possible to him that believeth. In other words, you got to keep on believing. There is the struggle of faith with that man. He says, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. See, we need to understand that before anything can be done for us, it must be possible to us. If anything is to be done for us, it must be possible to us. Well, when you look at the scripture, why was Abraham able to tell Isaac as they went up the hill without a sacrifice, before he received a sacrifice, he already told those men, me and the lad will be back. Because it was already possible to Abraham while before he went up the hill that the God that he served would be able to provide a sacrifice for himself. Don't let me get too happy here because my voice is already gone. Those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, was able to say to King Nebuchadnezzar that our God is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. But if he does not, we will not bow down. That's because before they went into the furnace, they already knew that it was possible for God to bring them out. Ask me, how did King Darius know? Even before he put Daniel in the lion's den, he already knew that his God would bring him out. Because he knew that there was nothing that the living God could not do. Oh, how could Paul write Timothy an encouraging message from a Roman prison facing his persecution? Paul says, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed to him until that day. The reason why stuff is not possible for you is because you don't even believe it's possible to you. I know I said it's difficult to raise children in 2019. But if you don't believe that it's possible to raise faithful children who keep their virginity, who don't smoke and drink, if you don't believe it's possible, then you're going to act like it ain't possible, and you're going to send your children to the doctor to get all kinds of. You got to believe it's possible. You mean to tell me with all the pornography, you still believe it's possible? If it's in the Bible, it's possible. We got to understand, God is seeking those who place no limits on his abilities. There is nothing God won't do to help you live for him. See, God is not concerned about what kind of car you drive or the house you live. Stop believing God for your Mercedes. God is not in the car dealership business. God is concerned about you living for him. And sometimes the reason he don't give you that car is because he know if he does, he won't see you up in here. You and your Mercedes going everywhere else but to the house of God. Let me just say this. I know statistically people say it's difficult raising a young black man in 2019. Especially for our single ladies who are raising young men. But if you don't believe it's possible for you to raise a young man who does not have his pants all around his behind and smoking weed and in jail, we got to believe that it's possible. You know, MasterCard has a slogan that says, master the possibilities. But I'm so glad that our Lord is not master like MasterCard. You don't have to have the best credit to be accepted by him. Thank God he doesn't charge me interest. Oh, with Jesus, you can really get something for nothing. He does not have a credit. Thank God he doesn't have a credit limit, because my credit would have run out a long time ago. His blessings keep on flowing constantly. But you and I must allow him to be the master. We must allow him to be the Lord of our life. See, to be a master means that you are the ruler. In other words, he must rule and reign supreme. So the question I must ask you is Jesus your master? Is he the master of your possibilities? Are you looking through what could happen through what his eyes? Because if we start looking through what society says, nothing would ever be possible. If you're here, you're not a Christian, you're not a child of God. Make him your master. Let him be your Lord. Let him rule and reign. Amen. And the good thing about this master, he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Every other master you serve is a hard taskmaster. It's hard to stay in sin. You got to cover up what you've been.
Amen.
Get under the yoke of the Lord. Amen. You're not a child of God. You need to have faith in Jesus. The master says, he that hears these sayings of mine, doeth them, I liken him unto a wise man, built his house upon a rock. And when the floods and winds blew and the rains came, beat upon that house, it stood because it was founded upon a rock. Build your life upon the master's teaching. Accept him as your Lord and as your Savior by willing to change your life through repentance, acknowledging that I'm in sin, I've sinned, and I need to get things right. And the thing about sin is you can't do it yourself. You need the Savior. You need the Master to clean you up. And if you would confess Jesus to be the Son of God, acknowledge the sweetest name on mortal tongue, go down in that liquid tomb of baptism, you'll rise and be a new creature in Christ Jesus, be a part of his body. And if you're a child of God and you've been getting from under the yoke of the master, you've put yourself on the throne. Won't you say, tonight, I can't do it without the Lord. I need to get off the throne and follow his will. If you're here, you stand subject to the invitation. Won't you come? As we stand, as we sing, will you come?
I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way. me.